Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
September 23rd, 2025.
Yeah.
2 seconds before we go on the air.
Literally about two.
You remember the email that was read yesterday in the mail sack where I believe it was a young lady in some playful words said, Paige cannot take a compliment without trying to beg for more compliments.
It was P1 tattooed hoo-haws.
And right as we're going, right as we're going on the air, and you know, it's weird. You get in this zone when you're in here. Again, I say the same mindset for 20-plus years of doing this. I keep the conversation at a minimal off the air just because I don't like redoing conversations.
Well, it gets awkward sometimes, but
like,
I
hey,
know why you do it.
Don't say that shit. Like, and that just slows down, like, natural conversation. So, you know, a lot, oftentimes we'll walk in here and, you know, so and just sitting here and, you know, whatever, look at what's going on, blah, blah, blah. And then Paige will come in, and it's kind of the same thing. Like, Paige often will not speak at all unless spoken to, which is often,
like,
I feel like she's like a geisha walking in.
You got the first part right.
Nah.
No.
Nah, she ain't. She ain't.
Sometimes it's like...
She talks not against the lifestyle, but just like, you know, I could never do that, you know.
She says she couldn't. But sometimes she'll make noises like trying to find stuff.
Because like, usually if you're a hooker, it's not handsome men that want to buy you.
Wow.
You got to be one of those good hookers or these businessmen.
That's what I was going to say. Like those business dudes, like they could, that's the power move. They can.
Now they get wild.
Their wives might be hotter, but they just feel like, oh yeah, I can buy this person like they're a piece of meat. It's literal the reason why all that is. Weird.
You might feel like you got an episiotomy afterwards, but you know, hey.
I don't even know what that means.
I'm not
going to
be
sounds
sliced
painful.
All the way down.
What is an episiotomy?
It's when they cut you to the other hole.
Get this. I couldn't have said it better.
So,
where'd you get your doctorate?
I was going to say cut you to the white meat, but she said,
oh, yay.
She said it better.
That sounds like the way my grandma would explain it. It's the way when she'd talk about having to get her boobies mashed.
You asked. I will tell you.
Okay.
I sent him an anatomy thing yesterday.
Yes, she did. I was very surprised, actually. She sent me a video of how your colon works, how it processes the waste. Very animated video. I'll send it to you. I was like, okay, this is educational and out of the blue, but I'm here for it.
She probably thinks it would gross me out.
I did. Fat
Boy
I
sent me the video. I've got all five fingers down. I'm not going to forget.
All five.
You remember how I talked about wanting to put the seat down on a toilet before I flush it? Because you're in my mind, it's like a mushroom cloud of doo-doo particles and remnants of pee-pee.
It's always great.
Going up into the air.
Doo-doo particles.
Oh, and Fat Boy sent me this animated kind of thing.
Of course he did.
Where it was almost like it was on, It's too early. When you can see in the dark. Help me.
Oh, infrared?
There you go. Whew. Yeah. And you see the toilet being flushed by this human hand, and then you see almost, was it not like a mushroom cloud of piss particles and doo-doo air going back up. And you, how many times have you, and I'll say it, I don't care, you ever went real hard like on a number two and you was like, you kind of maybe look at the inside of the toilet like, good God.
It's like a Jackson Pollock.
And you flush it at the same time, so you're like, whoa, right there in the face. You literally are worse than teabagging yourself. It's the worst thing. So I imagine after he sent me that video, I was like, I know there's been times where I'm like,
now base that
looking
off of,
down in the toilet, like, what is that?
Base or, that off of what we would do. It's going to be a lot more. Base that off of a volume that we would produce. As far as the number two goes,
yeah, yeah,
that's gonna be a lot more. That mushroom cloud's gonna be a lot bigger.
Yes, I know. It depends
it's
on
be
the
big doo doo cloud.
How many kilotons you're releasing?
It's like an atomic bomb.
I mean, just
Tylenol's bad, but doo doo's good.
So imagine. So this is another tangent. I've got six fingers down now. Here's a new Twister idea. I thought about this the other day because I went back and listened to a part of the monologue, which I rarely do, but I was like, we were talking about something and we drifted off. What about if we come in here like we're doing now, we're talking all these different things, and then when the conversation kind of lulls, or maybe we go past top of the hour, then we get into the nitty-gritty?
We could. I have an idea. You might think I'm a dick, but I'm legit serious.
Oh boy.
You come in here and rattle off.
Oh man.
And I'll take notes, and then when you get tired, we'll go back and dissect a little. Because the finger down stuff, I know you forget some stuff.
I'm not forgetting. I took them down. I'm sitting here stroking my beard and scratching my leg. Oh, no, I remember what it was. Now, that sounded constructive, but also a little passive-aggressive.
A little tad dickish.
I don't get tired. It's just sometimes the conversation lulls. That's just complete and utter honesty. To think that three people going to sit down for 4 hours and continually talk.
Two of us.
I sat here in silence. I know.
Constantly, but I got things to do.
If I have a good idea or a good, I call it a mind stroke. It's just where, it's mind like, stroke. Remember I texted you over Angel the weekend? I said, dude, I'm sitting over here rattling off ideas like crazy.
Yep. But that's always good to write them down.
Yeah.
You're good about that.
Yeah. But if it, you know, and then so I just said, boy, see the way you said that, you are like the devil in a sense, where you kind of uttered, you brought me in there, and I'm like, but you did say at the beginning, you're going to think I'm a dick, but here's what I think, and I, you know what, I would like Odyssey to fire you because you disagree with me right now.
Sometimes it's like a kid who sees his first jugs like for the first time, you won't stop playing with him. It's like, relax for a second.
But ain't that good?
Squeezing, smacking, slapping.
See, that's I need more encouragement than that. That's like when because
I know what got us started on it. I was going to see if you worked.
I still remember. But that was also fun though. All these, you know, Paige talking about from the guts to the hole or whatever it was.
From
the Hiroshima of doo doo particles we were talking about.
So they cut you to the other hole.
Various videos. I'm working our way back. She sent you a video of your colon. How did you get the video of his colon?
I just
found it randomly.
His?
She has connections, evidently, of right. A colonoscopy I haven't had yet. But.
Enjoy these new underwear with a camera right in the back.
I'm going to have one in about 3 years.
Study anatomy a lot.
It's not a ring. It's a dung doorbell.
You better buy a 7-inch camera, proctologist.
Ooh. So
around.
And what was the thing that you noticed? Because I still remember what the first thing was. What was the thing about the colon that was just a little?
Yeah, that was just like a little quick, little fun, okay, little video.
So right before we went on the air, we got the email yesterday where it said Paige can't take a compliment. Right as we go on the air, as we break the silence, which is a great song.
Oh, yeah.
That was an inside joke.
Dave Draymond.
I look over, really, at the for the first time I've really, like, eyeballed Paige, and I said...
She's wearing her kimono.
I said, wow, your hair looks really pretty. And she, like, touches it and just, like, literally didn't say a word. She's like, like this? I'm like, and I meant it. Like,
I appreciate it.
I feel like when I do butter or sugarcoat stuff that it doesn't sound authentic, that I rarely, I am a good person. I speak honestly and authentically. I never put on airs, generally speaking. So if I give you a compliment, when a fat boy says, here's what I say. If I talk about you on the show, even in a negative way, that's better than me not addressing you at all. And that sounds precocious, perhaps. Precocious. But
a lot of people use that logic.
I believe that. I'm not going to acknowledge somebody that doesn't have any value. You know what I'm saying? Like Vince McMahon never acknowledging WCW until they beat him in the ratings. And then it's like, all right, then.
Yeah.
So, done and done.
Why can't you take a compliment? Your hair does look very lovely.
I just
you've done
it.
Something different to it since yesterday.
I haven't cut it and colored it in 6 months. That's why it needs something.
I'll tell you why I don't compliment anymore. Because super feminism and the Me Too movement killed comments.
Oh,
I'm not.
Because women take them the wrong way now.
Either way, I was just like, really? Thank you. I appreciate it.
It did get out of control, though. I mean, like, there was...
Like, I'm not objectifying you. I'm giving you a comment. Oh, why are you saying that about me?
But you're not a hot woman. No offense.
I could be thinking America's a great country.
I'll watch some older TV shows, and I'm like, wow. They're really like going overboard about this woman, like, you know, on a sitcom or maybe like a old talk show or something.
Yep.
Johnny Carson. But then the woman's eating it up. She's like, yeah, I know. It's kind of like what brought me to the dance here, really. Like, what's her name? The lady from the 70s and 80s. She was in the Pee Wee's Playhouse. Cha-Cha. What's her name? Who?
Chara.
Yeah,
Chara. Cinnamon Charos are really good.
I don't know what she did for a talent. Is she sing? She danced? No, she had big knockers and had a funny accent.
She's pretty.
Well, I got that.
I know.
You do.
You're the new Cho-Cha.
I'm two for two.
I'll teach you some belly dancing.
Chi-Chi.
Well, I think I got you there.
So
that's good.
That's a good.
That's a good.
Why can't a man say to, plus Paige, I mean, Paige and I are like brother and sister. Really, I have a better relationship with her than she does with her brother, it seems. Yeah. Probably vice versa.
No, he just doesn't give compliments, so that would be amazing.
So, but why? So, Fatboy brought up a great point. It brings up the thing where I don't want to do you. You don't want to do me. We love each other,
incest.
Though, and we've been at each other's throats, and we've hugged each other's necks.
We've had some fights.
So why – there's not any reason why I would do that other than, like, it looks nice. And plus, it was very quick. Like, I'm not – oh, she looks like she's in a bad mood. Let me perk her up a little bit. Like your last name, Paige Perkle.
No, really. LaPerskle Woskoski. Nobody can spell it. Wyszkowski. I don't want to die.
She likes it when you keep her in check, though.
Oh, no.
It's like there's somebody, Fatboy and I know, that dresses very well. And when you compliment them on the brand of clothing, it was 75% off at Kohl's. Like
I didn't ask where
it came from. How much you paid for it. I was just telling you, that's a nice damn
shirt. And
sure.
Pants.
So why? So does nice the bra. Defense go up because of the social climate where you're like, oh God, a man's complimenting me? If a woman said it, you would think she's lying. You said that before. Women don't give true compliments. You said.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you look so cute.
So what is
they're
that?
They're real
wall?
Catty with each other.
What is that wall? I mean, when you, it's so strange because
somebody
when a woman, like a woman. That is very, very attractive. Like, everybody would say, yeah. I mean, you know, somebody might not say she's a 10, but everybody's like, yeah, she's a definite 8 and up.
And I guarantee you she gets tired of hearing it. Got to. But the guys
Got
don't get
to.
It. The, every guy in the room will try to outdo the other one as far as complimenting the chick.
So that
like I said, give him a shot.
That could be bothersome. But the ones that discourage that and saying, no, I'm not. Like, that's not cute either. Mm. Like, you are. You know you are. Like, that's one of those, like, cat and mouse games you're playing where you're like, oh, yeah, I'm not. But you are. You know you are. So it's a weird kind of wall that, while the Me Too movement, which is weird, this is what this has went to, while it did, it gave, you know, really not just women, but men too, apparently. The one guy, was Terry Crews, is that who it was?
Oh, yeah, he had some allegations against somebody.
Yeah, so, yeah, against somebody. Yeah. So it's not just women, but it gives you that kind of platform to stand up for that. But it also, like I've said before, even making the first move on a date or whatever,
people can't communicate anymore.
I know.
He was brave for doing that too, because I'm just being honest. It kind of painted him in a different light.
Yes, absolutely. Like, what do you?
Nobody can tell me because
he also started getting a lot of jobs after that. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah. I always say, "What do you want?"
What
do they honestly
right
say?
When they say, okay, this is
just
good.
Tell me what you want. I just want to hang out
what
with you.
What you want? What you want?
Hang out with me, you know, because I am not the one that's going to sleep with you. I can tell you that right off the bat.
But just a compliment, though. Like, is the instant red flag go up? Yeah, it does, because you just said it. What does he want?
No, I didn't mean, and not with you.
I get it, but in general.
I thought this morning my hair looked awful, and then I came in here, and it's like you validated it, because I really needed to cut. Because I just kind of...
See, that's that thing where, you know how people say you can't unsee it. I dated this girl who was in the not into plastic surgery, but she worked at a place, and she said, you have an 11 on your forehead. And that's what they call it when you wince or squint your eyes, and it literally makes...
Was she always looking like for stuff, though?
Just because it was her job, you know?
Oh, God, did she?
And I never noticed it prior to that. So now I always see in pictures, like, here's my 11.
When you were asleep, 11. Did she put marks on your face?
Oh, yeah. Like, were you drawing on me last night?
Plastic surgery.
Were you giving me filler in my forehead? I was having a weird headache. I dreamed you were aliens were injecting filler into my forehead.
Did you give me one DSL and not two?
Oh, gosh.
Did you give me a big upper lip?
I would love that.
Give me a big upper lip so I can always dip and no one will notice. Lord.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry.
No, there we go. I'm sorry. You literally just, with that little thing, gave us, you know, 17 minutes.
She's been trained very well.
So that's
in the submission.
Speaking of that, so let's continue talking about this when we come back. I'm really serious.
You want to get into it?
Yeah, because if we say, well, we got to talk about, which I love headlines. See, she'll take this as a thing. I love headlines. But right now, this is a good conversation about, like, the conditioning of stigmas, meaning, can I compliment a woman? Like we said with the workplace videos we have to watch. And corporate America has to watch, not just us. If you notice a woman's pregnant at work and she hasn't said anything, you can't say anything.
That was rude when you said, when's your baby due?
And you painted a pregnant woman's belly. That's what's odd about the whole thing years and years ago.
That was for Halloween. I painted it like a jack-o'-lantern.
She said, I'm not pregnant.
But so,
oh, wow.
No, she was pregnant. The one pregnant that I said that to was at Mad World that time during the meet and greet. And she put her hand over her stomach like they do to kind of show. And I guess when they're looking back on their Instagram or whatever, they're like, oh, yeah, that's when I was pregnant because my hand's on my tummy. Yeah. So as soon as the picture was taken and they start to walk off, I said, hey, when did you do? She's like, what do you mean? I said, well, you're holding your tummy there. And there was a protrusion of whatever. And she's like, oh, no, my stomach's just tore up.
I'm going to be doing the same thing at 11:30 looking for lunch.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, and keep it talking. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Fat Boy.
On how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh man,
big knock.
I gotta make a video of it. I tell you something, kids love reggae music.
Oh yeah,
it's wild.
Yeah, they'll culturally misappropriate it in due time, but for now they'll just listen
see
to it.
No, that see, that's a fun little thing. That's a fun little thing. It's because I know somebody who got or their kid got reprimanded or whatever because they used a filter that was on Snapchat, and all it did was give them what one might call culturally appropriated hair.
I think I know that filter.
Huh?
I think I know that filter.
I mean, well, I'm like, what? I mean, you already know what their face looks like because you're watching all of us on the camera, so maybe don't give the but then you can't not give them the right to choose to use that. It's on them if they use that.
They tempt you. That's why they got the LeBron filter on there. They got the Kanye filter.
They got
filter.
The Kanye one. I was going to say, like, who brave enough, though?
So you can't do the voice.
Kanye?
I mean,
you can't even take the picture with it, you know? Imagine my wide arms. So one of my arms is darker than the other one.
It won't. Still. Yeah, it'll only do the face. It won't do, which is that's good. Yeah. I mean, it shouldn't really. I mean, it gives him a good alibi for virtually anything, though. It's no longer just his cousin. It's somebody on Snapchat who's impersonating him.
See, like, are we even now for all the stuff I've said over the past 10 years? As opposed to this filter? You guys just get me off the hook for all
he
the
stuff. He sounds like an old fire alarm. Yeah, or a goose. Mother Kardashian, I think there's a bird in the house. No, it's yay.
It's
you can't
yay.
Hear. Wait a minute. That's our other son-in-law. Fiend. Sounds like wild birds.
You imagine that house for Thanksgiving before Lord Disick was shown the door?
Oh, Lord Disick.
Oh, big sky.
Gathering. Like,
your love for him is hilarious.
It's like I'm the only white guy here.
Or work back to when, come on, let's see.
Which is cool.
and this even playing field, Paige, because it involves Kardashians and sports. I already know. Lamar Odom.
Oh, yeah.
So you hear in the background.
Like
he's smoking crack. He's in the pantry smoking crack. Fiend.
Oh, my God. What
do you imagine Mother Kardashian Kim?
At the time, what about her her husband, soon-to-be wife?
Which Fat Boy was telling me.
Plus, what if Brody wants to stop by and say, hey, you know, he can't do that now because this whole gathering.
Brody. Okay, no, remind me who that is. I mean, I know the name. He's a brother?
A Jenner.
Yeah, he's the oldest son of Caitlyn. Sad that I know all this, but I do know the family lineage.
Well, it's okay. I mean, you're married. I mean, it's like if you're a straight guy and you know all that and you're not in a relationship.
But my wife doesn't watch that.
That's a little odd. And if that's a,
yeah, how do you know so much?
I don't know. I'm like a sponge for who gives a F, like, information.
But but that's good. Like, know.
You know what it is?
Know a lot about, a little bit about a lot.
I think after I watch all the, 2.5 hours of news that I watch every day, it starts to roll into the entertainment shows, and they're on in the background, or I'm killing time before a ball game starts. And
that's some endorphins.
He just watches stuff.
Yeah,
just because.
It's like, they sit there and say, war, voting, this, that, or the other, but at the end, you're going to see the squirrel who water skis. And it's like, get through all this. It's like, rough sex. It's going to feel good at the end, I promise. But you're choking me. You're going to love it. Just wait to the end. And don't tell your wife or my wife, okay?
Okay. Look,
it could be,
I love the show till just now. I turned it.
So they get you with that. I don't know who they are, but somebody's doing it. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, just combine that with all the – I used to care about all that crap and try to keep up with it. That's like we said before. You feel like you have to be well-rounded, but, like, when you get older, you're like, I don't have to be.
Well, yeah. I starting off, especially in radio, like, I always felt that way, like, watching, I guess, Entertainment Tonight or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Just because I didn't want to come in and not know what the big goings-on was. But then you kind of think, well, if one of us don't, there's somebody listening will call in. And because trust us, when we say something wrong about a certain hobby or industry or way to farm.
Well, you want a quick stupid dad joke? Who's your dentist? What's your dentist's favorite TV show?
Tooth and a Half Men.
Oh, that's not it. Oh. But God, that's good.
Tooth or Crosses.
I was ready to say 2:30. I thought he was going to say.
I was going to say Abscess Hollywood, but I like that one better.
God.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Tooth and a Half Men.
Tooth and a Half Men. I quickly thought Tooth and was rolling through.
What'd you say? Absence?
Alan and Charlie.
What'd you say?
Abscess Hollywood.
Abscess
Hollywood. See, that's how I know you don't go to the dentist.
Got an abscess.
You don't know what an abscess is.
Ow.
I was thinking something with something with a canker.
But your dentist is too far away, so I get it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Mine?
Yeah.
Mine's closer than yours.
I saw somebody do the same thing you do, opposite side. They work at a certain place that makes food that some people like that I hate.
Mm.
But they'll park like all the way over here on our side. Like, why are you walking that far?
Probably to get their steps in.
That's what it is.
That's literally what it is. I mean, if you work at a confined place like that, like I know there's a I don't even know.
I'm gonna start parking at Wingstop and just walking across the street. Then I guess.
There's, I wish you would.
I don't know if they have it at BMW or even Amazon, but they used to have this big industry in Greenville. They had a big nice walking park around it, and I was like, God, that's kind of. But now I was like, that's kind of a good thing. Because they want to get out and walk around. But if you work here in like a strip mall or whatever, where are you going to walk? You're going to get run over on Woodruff.
I know. Like, do I park at Fuddruckers, Dakin-Lash, and just walk over?
I parked at Spinks this morning.
I'll call you the O-House. I'm not comfortable saying your complete name. I'll just call you the O-House over here.
That's there again. It gets you into that weird thing. Like, it's the rugs we seem to be okay with.
I know.
You talk about the rugs all day. Like, I could say, oh, my God, You'll never believe what I just bought yesterday.
What'd you buy?
Shag.
An Oriental rug.
Like, oh, what?
Yes.
Take that back.
It matches my Afghan. It's a blanket my grandma crocheted. Yeah, don't worry. I'm not P.T. Barnum buying people.
Oh, boy.
Jesus.
Can you imagine?
But it's supposed to park at P-Fart and change and just walk out.
Dude, before the Gulf War, people threw the word Afghan around in language down here like it was no. We used to give them to each other for damn Christmas.
They took forever to make. I made this all year.
They start working on it on the freaking day after Christmas. What are you doing over there, Nanny? With your arthritic fingers, looking like you're throwing up gang signs all the time.
Knit or crochet?
I'm knitting.
She did all that, dude. She started working started working in a sewing hall, and she was like 8 years old.
Oh, I saw a chick with a knitting machine. It's just like a crank, and it just knits it in a circle.
That's awesome.
I need to get one of those.
For what?
What you gonna knit?
I mean,
for when they knock us off the grid.
I'm all into that stuff.
I'll turn into a fat boy. I'll turn into a tailor.
Make a.
Socks.
You know, make like, you know, like
I don't know
Afghans.
What that sound was. It was a laugh.
Afghans and blankets, you know. I'm going to reopen the quilt gallery from back in the day.
Please.
Give you ladies a job again.
By all means.
Shout out quilt gallery, early 90s.
What's the other? Burmese python. The Burma's not a place no more.
No, it's Myanmar now.
Yeah. Plus they go Turkey. Change the name of that. It's going to be like Gulf of America.
What do they change? They changed Turkey. They changed Kiev.
Turkey.
That Kiev would change again, I imagine.
Yeah.
Probably called Putinville.
Oh, boy.
If he gets his way.
Oh,
if
Lord.
We keep letting him do it.
Well, I tell you, man. It's even when you watch documentaries, you still want to wait to the end and say, God, that kind of maybe changed my view on this, but who made it? Who funded it or whatever? Well,
I know. Yesterday, I'm going to have to go throw out all my Tylenol now, evidently.
I mean, you got to, like, you got to wonder, like, man, interesting spike. Did they just...
I guess that's one way to put it.
Because, you know, if you're over the age of, like, 30, you didn't ever remember autism or know anything about it. Because it was like a brand new thing, like in the South. I remember when they brought cuckoos down here. I was like, what is this cuckoo?
What is this autism
cuckoos
thing?
Cuckoos or cuckoos?
The quinoa, all these things. I didn't know what they were. I grew up in meat and threes. I mean, vegetables were mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheese, and damn green beans. Occasionally
really
some collards.
Really vegetables except for green beans.
Yeah, what else vegetables are these? All right. What?
Salad.
Hey, music means we need to quit talking, and we will do that off and on the air. And come right back with more. Good morning, everybody.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I like his flow. I really do. And before you say kiss my grits. When donkeys fly.
That'd be a thing before you know it.
What? Flying donkeys?
Flying donkeys.
Oh, yeah.
Nope, not.
You're not kidding. This country was built with donkeys, and that's not a political reference either. That's literally the, you know, horse and buggy, the donkey, that deal. Donkeys Incorporated, they called it.
That dude, it really did.
So I went back and looked on one of our previous, and I'm not, is it okay if I quote something from one of our workplace HR tutorials?
Oh, yeah. I think you know you should. That's why they put them out, right? They want you to learn.
To go back and learn. So it says, this is talking about how to be genuine, respectful, and situationally appropriate. Situationally appropriate. We were talking about, you know, well, first off, it started with Paige not accepting compliments. Not saying, no, don't talk to me, but just like, oh, this old thing, or no, my hair looks awful, when I was telling her, it really looks really good. But then it may be in the back of your head, like, well, he never said anything about my hair. Did it look bad yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Can't get out of our own ways. So this is talking about situationally appropriate. This says, you know, when they keep it gender friendly, meaning that they're not saying when a man hits on you. So it's making it, you know, pronounish, I guess
you can't even ask anymore, man. And you can't assume, because that's the worst. Real odd catch 22. Can't ask, but if you assume wrong, it's the end of the world.
Focus on qualities beyond looks. For instance, you're really funny. You always make me laugh.
Which?
I like how you notice the little things. You're very thoughtful.
It sets you up for this stuff.
You hear that from a man, you like in your mind, Paige, like on in your real non-Odyssey heart. Don't say what you think like you should say. But if a guy's saying that to you, you know, you're really funny, Paige. You're very thoughtful. You're still thinking he wants to make love to you. Like Morgan Wallen in the elevator.
No, I would think if he says I was funny and thoughtful, then he just wanted, I'm in the friend zone, so we're cool.
He don't mean it. He's trying to get laid.
They still, don't you think, you wouldn't think it's still the all really in your heart of hearts?
I have guy friends that are just friends, and they're straight. They don't want
no, yeah. But
like one.
I thought you...
Just one.
In the past...
More than one. All of them.
In the past, and I could be wrong, I thought you said, like, even a guy that's friends with you, like friends with you, down deep would, you know, do that if...
If I begged him?
No, you wouldn't have to beg.
You wouldn't have to.
You just ask, or just not even ask, just say it. Like, get to it.
It's still in it's still in your mind.
It's
the condition.
Not gonna do itself.
God, look. Jesus. See, that's what she turned into a dude.
Supposed to say?
Well, we've conditioned her in that way. I imagine like the conversations she has here versus her vagina waxing school is probably quite different.
Those people. Oh Lord.
She won't do dudes.
Those hairy people.
You won't, no, they're nice.
You don't wax guys, do you?
Yeah, I wax anything.
Okay, because there's some girls.
Soft and hard, baby.
Excuse me, estheticians that won't wax guys.
Why?
I don't know if they're afraid of that one-on-one.
Husbands probably won't let them.
Well, that too, you know.
Well, generally
you can bartend, no lap dance.
They don't ask to have that wax. That would be very painful.
Get that wax.
You know, that's a good point. Maybe the guys that would ask to have that wax probably aren't interested in you anyway.
That's what that one chick that called in here, because again, this shows you the age of the show, I suppose. You know, back before the term anal bleaching was a thing.
If you want to
leave. And I was like, who does that? Like, blah, blah, blah. And this lady called in. I think she was out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And she's like, you know, most of the guys that come in here are gay.
Plus, you know what? We had a guy.
Or most of the clients that come in here, let me rephrase, most of the clients are gay men, she said. And that's not a stereotype. She's just saying, hey, we figured out the analytics of our clients, and it turns out most of them are gay men.
Do you remember the guy that his wife made him do it? She makes him go get bleached.
Yeah, man. He must.
What is that about?
I don't know.
Why is she looking down there in the first place?
Well,
anybody who's paying close attention to things like that, they're up in there, it. You know.
I think salad was on the menu, if you know what I'm saying.
Calls it up, Paige.
I'm out of the whole realm.
Give me some ranch.
One bad dinner could ruin that whole situation.
Or as my daddy would say, give me some ranch.
Don't
you have to ask the bleacher, say, hey, how many good, you know, sittings on the toilet does this go through?
No kidding.
I'll be honest with you. I haven't been trained on bleaching, so if you asked me that, I'd have to study that.
You'd have to have an assistant, I would imagine, to hold the doors open for you, if you know what I'm saying?
If you know how, like, some the good, I shouldn't say the good barbers, but, like, a good barbershop will give you a drink when you go in, you know, oftentimes alcohol.
Oh, yeah, just one.
The anal bleacheries, I guess that's what you call it. It's like a barista. The anal.
They have them at the mall.
The anal bleacheristas. What do they?
The Chinese dudes at the mall. You have to do them out on the second floor.
The shiatsus?
Yeah.
Dang.
The Chinese guys who chase you down the hall of the mall.
You know, it feels like you're being so. It's like when Mickey Mouse comes up to you in Times Square. It's like, you want to take a picture? It's like, I know you're going to charge me $10, so no, I'm not taking a rose from you at the airport either.
I thought the monks in Boston were just giving me like some kind of cool talisman. Oh, he's no. Like, no, you got to give me money.
Oh, there's.
Just like the.
It's always at work.
There's a sweet lady off Wade Hampton Boulevard that come up and try to hand you a flower near a gas station, and I'm like, I know you deal here.
There was the paralyzed guy in Boston too. That like was, I thought he was giving out drinks. He's like, these are donations. He's gonna chase me in his chair.
Oh, well, Lord. That started with the
down to Causeway just to get his money.
What Hare Krishnas? Is that what that's kind of the, at least pop culturally, that's the ones they show in movies and stuff at the airports, trying to hand you like a bracelet or something, and then when you would take it, they'd say, a donation for the church.
You know, how about in these videos, corporate gives me a good conversation starter that's safe that will help me avoid these situations, like, you know, I don't know what that would be.
In our line of work, they don't. I mean, that's not, and I appreciate that, but it's got its give take to it, because you're like, all right, can I talk about this right now?
Because who farted is a good icebreaker, just saying that.
It is.
Like, really?
And
who farted?
You know, if you listen to this show, 99.99999% of the time, it was my chair. It's always my chair.
It's always the chair.
That's right.
Just like it's never gay porn. It's always corporate training.
Always. Okay. It really is. Actually, what I just read to you was not from our corporate training. It wasn't. It was from Playgirl magazine. You're really funny. You always make me laugh. You want to do me in the backside?
I mean, I've heard a lot of stories back in the 90s through, you know, managers of various restaurants. Just they're different breed anyway, because, you know, they work 90 hours a week and always try to hook up with the servers.
Oh, yeah, and they have deviated septums.
They'll always say, like, you know, I love pregnant chicks, you know.
Oh, God.
That old, remember that old line? Why do they like pregnant chicks?
You have to answer that.
Because I know they put out. The old line from the 90s you can't use anymore.
Well, gosh, there was two then. She can't get pregnant again.
Oh, I like that one. A little aggressive, but I'm here for it.
Well, I don't like it. But, you know, I don't like a lot of things.
We're going to have to start ignoring others' existence at this point.
No.
Everybody's an NPC, as you like to say.
I think it's real. I think you listening right now, you think about it. Somebody you come across every day, and you know what I mean. At work or home or some kid's teacher or something, you're like, they ain't real. They brain dead. Like, they just, like, they have, not that they're a clone, but, like, they ain't a real person.
They're a droid.
It's weird. I walk by them in Walmart all the time. All right, when we come back, the thing we do have to stay on time with is truth and consequences. And, and I'd love to hear your feedback on, as those of you listen live straight through, like, what you think about this kind of flow. I've enjoyed the hell out of it, but ultimately, you know, it's what y'all like, too.
Yep. Pitch in. Let us know.
Truth and consequences. Are these two women?
No. I can see how you'd think that, but they're not. It's man and woman.
It's a man and a woman.
Yep.
Which one's... I don't know which one's which, because they both have... this sounds mean. I'm not saying that.
Man, it's one of those to where they're both going to be on. I got to get the other one on hold because she knows she's coming on. She already knows about the purchase.
So he is telling her.
Yep, he's telling her.
Okay, because, okay.
He's the S. She's the D.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a great way to say it.
Yeah.
He's got kind of those names where, you know, on paper, you know, like the head of the of UFC page. What's that guy's name? Ball-headed guy. Big Trump supporter. His last name is White. Okay, so it's Dana.
Oh,
but see, if you read that on paper, first thought is what? Oh, they have a lady running this thing.
See,
that's what I just did just then.
But she knows, like, she knows he bought, like, she knows about the purchase.
Yeah. Okay, well, she knows, but that's what it was. She knows about it, but it's not for her.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's what she don't know. She about to find out.
Who do you buy that ring for?
She finna find out.
We'll find out next. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.